And now on the Big Sports Breakfast, here's a man with all the latest news and opinions on and off the field from the world of sport, the Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster.
Oh, mate, you're full of skills, aren't you? We didn't realise you had a coaching ability. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, look, I feel for Jason, but this is a great opportunity for me to bring back the likes of Terry Hemsley, Kevin Hardwick, Olsen Filipanos. You know, it's been a lifelong dream to coach first grade, and it's good to finally get that chance.
I read that you believe the key to is bringing back the mullet for the West Tigers. Is that right?
Yes. In all seriousness, I've been copying it all week about Andrew Webster and the West Tigers. The thing is, though, boys, I think he should be the front runner. I think it says a lot about the West Tigers that he should have been the natural successor to Tim Machines all those years ago. He's been coached by both Parramatta and the Warriors, the lower grade coach. And if they had a long term strategy at that club, he would have been the guy that they would have, you know, brought through as the next coach, but instead they find themselves in this situation where he is the caretaker coach. So I hope he does well, and you know, you talk to enough people around that club who have been involved for a lot of years, and they will tell you that he should be the bloke who gets the job. So good luck to Andrew Webster and to Andrew Webster.
Yeah, I think they need a senior figure, that's my personal opinion, to really make the players toe the line. I think they need a more dictatorial coach there at the West Tigers to oversee the entire operation. That's my personal opinion.
Well, you should do it. You're a dictator. I've seen how you run that show.
some would say that, Andrew. Yes, some would say that. Now, how quickly will Ivan Cleary be named as coach?
Oh, look, I don't think they're they're going to rush into it. They'd be mad if they don't. In terms of the dismissal of Jason Taylor, like we've all been talking about it and theorising about it all week. The problem that I see with the West Tigers is that they're still split between Balmain and Western Suburbs. And, you know, they won a competition in 2005, and it's still been, ever since then, this torn club. As I understand it, the West faction, or the West power base on that board, were the ones that pulled the trigger on Jason Taylor, because Marina Goh, who's the chairperson, he's known to be a Taylor friend and is, you know, quite tight with his wife Lana. So, you know, there's still issues there between the Balmain side of the equation and the Western Suburbs side of the equation. So until they sort out that, the club's still going to struggle to go forward. So I think that's just as fundamental as the coach that they bring in.
Mm. Last night's game, mate, Roosters on a roll. What did you make of it?
Another good performance from the Roosters. I thought Souths were brave. They were in the second half. They're obviously a club that's rebuilding. There's a lot of talk, boys, about Luke Keary and him excelling at the Roosters. If they go on to win the comp or make the grand final, I think one of the major points of it will be that they got Luke Keary, a half from South Sydney for about $450. Now there's not many starting 5'8" running around on $450, particularly one that's won a comp. And they've got a fullback in Michael Gordon that costs $250. Now, in a salary cap era where, you know, balancing your cap is the key to success, I think the Roosters will look at that where they've got, you know, half their spine, so to speak, at such a good price. I know it's the sexy line about Keary leaving South Sydney is that he fell out with the Gladiator. I don't think that's the case at all. Their salary cap was a mess, and he got squeezed out. He was just asking too much, and they had to let him go because they wanted to re-sign the likes of Cody Walker. So, you know, I don't think there's the sinister plot that Russell Crowe squeezed him out of the club. But it's been a great buy for the Roosters so far.
Certainly has. Now, what's happening with Wayne Bennett, mate? He's blown up again.
Oh, the great Benny.
It's our fault.
Blown up.
The media.
He's blown up at Paul Kent. Well, to me, guys, you know, I'm sure you talked about it this morning. So Paul Kent said on NRL 360 that Benji Marshall had alluded to how poor Anthony Milford's training attitude was, and about skin folds, and about not, you know, not not performing at full strength in the gym. And Bennett's come out in his press conference yesterday and absolutely sprayed Kenty, and he's banned the Daily Telegraph and the Courier Mail, which are News Corp publications.
There's no other paper in Brisbane.
No, exactly. But he's banned the Daily Telegraph and the Courier Mail.
Well, right.
Right. For mine, it just if you look beyond what was said, what wasn't, and Paul Kent's defended himself to the hilt in the press today, to me it just shows that Bennett's under pressure. Like the old way, Bennett would never ever react to something like that. He wouldn't bite on it, and that's a couple of times now, or about three times now, where he's had a really good spray at the media. Where in the past he wouldn't really care.
Well, so I think I don't know about that, Webby. I was there for an entire year where he didn't speak to anybody.
Mm. Well, that's
so, I mean, you can't say he doesn't react. He reacts if it's not.
That's a pretty big difference. That's a pretty different reaction where he's sprayed them, you know, at length like he has in the last couple of times. Yeah. Usually that's what he would do, TK. Yeah. He just wouldn't say anything or he'd just give a two-word answer. But the fact that he's biting on it says to me that Bennett is a coach under pressure. They've had two close losses. They should be better on the ladder than where they are. And I know it's early in the season. And they're probably a team, and he's probably a coach that can turn them around and get them, you know, within a match of the grand final. But to me, and this is from people in Brisbane, he could talk about all the smoke coming out of Sydney and whatever,
sure.
But there's people in that club and people in Brisbane that say that he is a coach under pressure. And I think the way that he's reacted to something as trivial as one line out of something that Kenty has said on NRL 360 shows that he's under pressure.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Now, this 10-year deal for Taumalolo, it's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, I hope Jason Taumalolo is playing as strong as he is in 2027. I haven't budgeted to live that long, to be perfectly honest. And
well, I can't afford to. So.
No, exactly. It's 2017. So well, a lot of the other clubs are quite bemused, and this sort of goes back to what happened with Ben Hunt, because now every top-line player is asking for $1 million+. So it is a bit of a risk. Whether you think he's going to have the motivation in 10 years' time that he did in 2017, it's a bit like Dally Cherry Evans. Is he going to be motivated down the line as well? So I don't know. The player market is skewed. A lot of the other clubs and a lot of the other player managers are scratching their heads, because if you look at Josh Dugan, for instance, at the Dragons, he wants $1 million because Ben Hunt's signed for $1 million. So it's a tricky situation for all concerned, but it's an extraordinary deal. $10 million, you jump at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the players that we've quizzed regarding it have all said the same thing. Where's the pen? Let me sign. And quickly, mate, the Hayne plane, Jarryd Hayne. I'm not too sure whether he's more he's going like Rex at the moment instead of Qantas. They're having a bad run, Rex. Plane.
Rex, flew them last week.
Last Friday, we went to Armidale and back.
Yes.
Oh, you did too with Jimmy.
Yeah.
How'd the propellers go?
Let me tell you, Jimmy and I had a good time in Armidale. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm sure he didn't really know what was going on the way back. I know Jimmy's form. Look, even though one game, he's, you know, not feeling the love. There's all this talk about his attitude. I know for a fact that Laurie Daly is still looking at him and looking at him as a centre. I think Michael Jennings is going to struggle to retain his spot. BJ Lalua is on the outs a little bit because he missed an off-season Blues camp that they have these days. So I think the plane is firmly in the sights of Laurie Daly. I know there's a lot of football to go, and we can speculate about New South Wales selection, but I would be stunned if Jarryd doesn't get back on the field. He's got that ankle injury at the moment, but I'd be surprised if he's not in the mix for Origin selection at the end of May.
In my opinion, he's the sort of bloke who can be going like a busted in club footy and then be the superstar at Origin.
Yeah.
Well, he's shown it in the past.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. That's just the sort of player he can be.
The plane takes off.
Webby, you've got a coaching session to run.
I've got to go. I've got to work out how we're going to beat the Storm.
Okay. Good luck.
See you, boys.
See you, Webster. Webby.